There's the fanfare, and that means it's time for our movie review with our in-house critic, Matt Olien. Today, Matt reviews the movie Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Rachel McAdams and Kathy Bates have been reviewed as giving standout performances in this honest and realistic portrayal of adolescence. Matt, did you enjoy this one?
I did. This is a film that works on several levels. I think the biggest thing it does is it casts Margaret perfectly. Abby Ryder Fortson, who's actually 15 in real life, but probably was 14 or 13 when they shot it, plays 11-year-old Margaret. And she has that wide-eyed innocence that you need for this role, this young girl kind of moving into puberty, moving into womanhood. The family moves from New York City to New Jersey, so there's this adjustment going into sixth grade. But the big thing I think that they got right with this movie with the director Kelly Freeman, who also did The Edge of 17, another good teen movie about 6 years ago with Hailee Steinfeld and Woody Harrelson, is she kept the film in the period it was set in when Judy Blume wrote the book in 1970. So there's always this want to move films up to a modern setting. Period films are hard to do, Craig. You got to get everything right. You got to get the costumes right. You have to get the cars right. You have to get everything. It's costly. But she keeps the setting at 1970. And I think that works for a few reasons. First off, if she was to update this to 2023, all the girls in the movie would be looking at their phones every minute. So there's no phones in 1970. And so it's this girl club that gets formed when Margaret moves into the new neighborhood. The issues are still there. It follows the book religiously down to the fact of Margaret narrating in her head, "Are you there, God? You know, I need this. I need this. What's going on?"
Please, so, please, 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 please.
Right. So that's all going on in her head as a kind of an internal narrator. They get the period down correctly. They got the songs correctly for 1970. And all of the issues that Judy Blume touches on in that book about young girls, sixth, seventh grade, these are all topics that are in the book that are handled tastefully and well done and almost in a wholesome way. It walks this fine line between all of these sexual issues that the girls are coming into, but the whole film comes off rather wholesome and charming. So it's an amazing tightrope walk that the director pulls off here.
Is it a comedy?
It is funny in parts, but it's also very serious. The serious parts come, for those who have read the book and know this, Margaret's parents are played by Benny Safdie, who plays her Jewish father, and Rachel McAdams, who plays her mother, who is not Jewish. So in the book, as people know, Rachel McAdams' parents have disowned her for marrying a Jewish man. So they're kind of raising Margaret to kind of figure out religion on her own. Now, her grandmother, played by Kathy Bates, who plays Benny Safdie's mother, is Jewish, wants her to go to temple, wants to, you know, convert her and everything. But the other grandparents are not in the picture. So religion becomes an interesting issue in this film. Not only is she narrating and asking God questions, although the film doesn't come off as preachy. It's not that way at all. So it's not one of these, you know, Christian films that have that take on it. It's very much an open-ended book. But what works is that religion does come into it. So that's the serious part of the film. What does Margaret think? You know, what is she going to choose? Is she going to choose? Is she upset that her family squabbles over this thing? Why has her mom been disowned by her parents? So there's a lot of weighty issues going on for Margaret, too. But Abby Ryder Fortson is so good in this part. Rachel McAdams is good, too. I think the Benny Safdie character was underwritten, the father, a little bit. My only other qualm with the film is Rachel McAdams. It doesn't feel like she's in 1970. The hairdo, what she's wearing, it almost feels like they forgot to make her look like a 1970 mom. It just didn't feel, compared to the other moms you see in the movie, that she was. Another good performance is Ellie Graham, who plays Nancy. So she's the rich kid down the street who befriends Margaret and invites her into their girl club to talk about boys and periods and bra sizes and this and that. And she's almost like a pre-mean girl. she means well, but she's very controlling and judging and things like that. But Ellie Graham is really good, too, in her part.
Oscar winner Kathy Bates is in this one.
Yes.
How's her role?
She's good. She plays, you know, the Jewish grandmother. And, you know, she's very attentive to Margaret. She knows she's the only grandparent that's in the picture. So she's, Kathy Bates is always great. You know, when she emerged as a star with Misery, you know, 33 years ago, nobody knew who Kathy Bates was outside of the theater world. So she's great in the movie. But as much as Rachel McAdams and Kathy Bates are getting good reviews, it's really Abby Ryder Fortson who pulls this off. Because if they miscast Margaret, the film will not work. So she has that wide-eyed innocence, you know, pre-cell phone teen, pre-a lot of things, pre-internet. So there's that innocence that she has, but the film isn't completely innocent either because they're dealing with weighty issues that affect middle school girls.
Matt, generally speaking, how do these coming-of-age films do in the box office?
This one's doing very well, and the reviews are excellent. I will say the film is very episodic in nature. Sometimes, you know, they'll go to a school dance and something will happen and then they're on to the next subject. But I think that works well within the framework of this. It's not a terribly cinematic movie. It's very plainly filmed. You don't feel the weight of the director directing a movie, but I think that's what it needs. And overall, I like this, and it's a charming film, wholesome, but I think it will resonate with modern preteens. I still think the film and Judy Blume are pertinent to 2023. So it's doing well at the box office. Word of mouth is great.
Have we figured out a Madeline ratings chart yet on whether we really like a film or not?
I've never really had one. I just kind of, you know, say what I do, but we'll figure out something, I suppose. But yes, I would give this a definitely like this movie better than I thought it would, better than I thought it would. And I think it appeals to all ages, but especially I would say teen girls and preteen girls and their mothers.
Matt, you mentioned that Kathy Bates won an Oscar for her role in the movie Misery. Who won an Oscar for leading actor that year?
Jeremy Irons, Reversal of Fortune.
Well done, Matt. We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.